Welcome to Life Words Day by Day. You know, Chris Vines and I have joked that we don't ever want to hear the word unprecedented again. It seems with every speaker who steps to the mic or to the podium, they're going to mention that we live in unprecedented times. Unprecedented because of the recent pandemic, unprecedented because of the politics. And I feel like Inigo Montoya in The Princess Bride who says, "You keep using that word, I do not think you know what it means." The word unprecedented means never having happened before. Well, we have had pandemics before, far worse than COVID. We've had political upheaval before. But that doesn't mean we don't live in turbulent times. But Fox News and CNN, they're not going to report on the turbulence with which I am speaking of, because it is a turbulence and instability that we are finding within our churches. And that instability within the Christian church is it worth it? Does the time, the effort, the expense, the emotional and mental and physical toll, is it going to pay off? Is the ministry of the Lord, is the ministry for the Lord worth what it costs me? So have you been there? Have you asked those questions before? Have you felt that tension and struggle? Have you ever wanted to quit and to move away and just become a hermit? Well, if you have, let me encourage you with something that Paul writes at the very end of 1 Corinthians 15, whenever he says, "Therefore, my beloved brothers, be steadfast, immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, knowing that in the Lord your labor is not in vain." As you pray today, please remember Joe Costa and his family, our missionaries in Lebanon. And also remember the Cherokee Life Word broadcast that's heard throughout the United States.